أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بعضهم أولياء بعض. In the first part of this ayat which we had read previously, and we discussed the connection of the ayat with the previous ayat and ruku, and also the occasion of the revelation of this ayat, it was for Abdullah ibn Salul, who was the worst munafiq, it was with regard to him. After discussing the command of Allah Ta'ala, that do not befriend, do not become friends with the Jews and the Christians. And the reason for that is that they are our enemies. Therefore, we should not befriend them. And also, as was discussed, that two things lead towards irtidad, that is going out of the fold of Islam, may Allah protect us all. One is love of the kuffar, their ways, etc. And the other is their company, their companionship. Whoever you keep company with, whoever you love, you become like them. As the Quran is explained in this ayat in front, that it just leads finally, Allah protect us all from to irtidad. So anyway, Allah says, don't take them as friends. They are actually ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. Waapas mein dost hai ek dusre ke. They are actually friends of one another. That is the Jews and Christians, the particular reference. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, al-kufru millatun wahida. All kufr, they are one nation, they are one group. They have their differences, they fight amongst themselves. But when it comes to Muslims, then they all stand together against the Muslims. We can also just understand that it's just some decades ago, about 50, 60 years roughly, more or less. Up to then, the Christians used to hate the Jews, that they believed that the Jews had martyred, according to them, the Jews, that they had killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the cross. And that all the Christians believed that he was martyred there, and were guilty of committing this very, very great crime, according to the Christians, of killing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they held it against them for approximately 2,000 years. But just some decades ago, now they officially forgave them that sin. Now somebody who kills your father, and for whatever reason there is, you forgive that person. Then their Nabi, according to them, they had killed their Nabi, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But that also they overlooked, and they joined them, and they became friends. And they are all together against the Muslims today. So when that is the case, how can we befriend them? How can we have love for them, their ways of life? And how can we have to choose their companionship, whether it is in anything, and in fact in things which are against our deen, that is sports, entertainment, and we join them in these things, and we become like them, and we have the same interests which they have, that is not at all acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And any person, if you have a friend, and he keeps friendship with your enemy, who is your open enemy, and he keeps friendship with him, or he chooses the way of life, etc., it isn't acceptable by you also. So in how can this be acceptable by Allah tabaraka ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala let us understand properly the seriousness of this matter. Generally, we are all just taking it still very lightly. But it is a serious matter which Allah tabaraka ta'ala has explained in many ayat of the Quran. May Allah protect our iman. May Allah ta'ala save us from all untoward condition and things, especially with regard to our iman and our deen generally. May Allah guide us righteously. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.